person.
So, anyway, welcome to WMFO. This is DJ Anna and DJ Marissa, and we're so excited to be here.
Yay!
We are subbing for this slot. As you regular listeners may have noticed, that there's not been a ton of DJs on recently because Tufts is on winter break and a lot of our DJs are Tufts students, including Marissa and I. And we are both freshly back on campus and so excited to jump back in. So anyway, enjoy this hour with us. And I'm going to start us out with some River Wireless. So please enjoy.
Yeah.
won't you lay down? Let's watch this water boil. Let the others run around. For once, baby, won't you lay down and watch this water boil? Let the others run around. Just this once,
back. Wow, it's so nice to be in studio with my dear friend Marissa.
Happy January 14th to the world.
Yeah. Literally Marissa and I haven't seen each other since end of break. And so we haven't even really caught up yet. So we're just having a really nice time. I think we're both in a good mood. And it's a beautiful day out. And what do you have to say, Marissa? So how was your flight? Let's say, how was your flight back? Did you do anything fun?
Maybe. So I was just telling Anna that I am extremely jet lagged and trying to get back on Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
Because I flew, so was coming back from Israel, and my travel process was basically a full day on Saturday of early morning to nighttime activities and enjoying my last day there, and then left our hotel at 1 a.m. got to the airport at like a little after that. Our flight was at 5:30, the first one, to Frankfurt, and then had like, so that was like 5 hours, then had another 8-ish hour flight back to Boston, and was just super confused about what time it was.
Yeah.
And basically didn't sleep in 48 hours, got back to my apartment and slept for 15 and a half hours. So basically,
really amazing work.
Really adjusting.
Yeah.
Thank you for your support.
Yeah.
It's good to wake up to some WMFO tunes.
Yeah.
At
1 p.m.
Exactly. No judgment.
Yeah.
Sleeping till 1 p.m. But also, if anyone out there is listening on their lunch break and has had a productive day of work, you rock.
Yeah, good on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, oh, did I do anything fun on the plane? I watched a lot of movies.
What movies?
I watched Hidden Figures for the first time.
Mm, great. Fantastic.
Crazy Rich Asians for the first time.
Oh, I still haven't seen that. How was that?
It was good. I felt like it was a movie that had a plot line that was similar, just in a very different context, like in Facebook and with other like societal things going on, but just a kind of like a classic romance, but in with a different setting.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I'm not sure if I loved it as much as I've heard reviews of it, but. And I also started watching The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Mm.
Mrs. Maisel.
Which people love, and everyone loves to talk about how much they love it, except my father is just like, why does everyone love this show? Like, because he's like, I don't know, he and his girlfriend watch like a lot of television together. And so, anyway, it's like they watch it just because they feel like they have to watch it, but they both like to kind of shit on it. Anyway, how did you feel about it?
I enjoyed it. I did enjoy it. I kind of felt like it was a little slow. Like,
yeah.
I wish that there were fewer episodes and more stuff packed into them.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so that was my adventure.
Wow. Yeah, she is not making it clear, but Marissa was just on a 10-day trip. Around a 10-day trip in Israel for Birthright, which is really exciting, and I'm really looking forward to hearing about it, which, as we've said, I haven't, because we saw each other for the first time like 16 minutes ago, because it is 1:14 now.
To be exact. And I went into, so for anybody who doesn't know, who's listening, Birthright is a fully funded program for young people to travel, who have some Jewish heritage, to travel to Israel and go on a free trip there. I was very hesitant for many reasons going, because I do think that there is an agenda behind this program being free. I'm not fully sure that I'm comfortable with who the donors are. And I was worried about it being either like too political in a way that I wasn't comfortable with in terms of the Israel-Palestine conflict, or not political at all and like really glossing over the fact that there is lots of violence on both sides in Israel and Palestine right now and the Gaza Strip. And so basically my very, very general reactions after having been on the trip that I had a lot of concerns and assumptions about is very positive. Partly that's because I was surrounded by a bunch of Tufts students and a few other university students who were ready to engage and be really critical and have hard conversations about what we saw. And we just had an amazing tour guide who was really ready to talk about anything. No question was out of bounds. And yeah, so I came away feeling like it was one of the best educational travel experiences I've ever done.
That's so exciting. Wow. Experiential learning.
Yeah.
Look at that. All right. Well, anyway, what?
Can we follow this up with a song?
Yes. Okay, talk about it.
Okay, this is a song. I honestly don't know what it's called because it's in Hebrew and I do not speak that language, but it is about Tel Aviv and it's by
Omer Adam.
Mm-hmm. Omer Adam.
Featuring Arisa.
Nice. Let's hear it.
All right, let's hear it.
מרגישה שנפתח לה מזל, פגשה אחד גבר גבר ורז'ל, והיא תלחש לו, מה היא תלחש לו, קח אותי על הגמל. I'm your beauty, you're my beast, welcome to the middle east. תל אביב, יא חביבי תל אביב, תסתכל כמה לירדים מסביב, עושים לי היי היי בלילה וואי וואי, וסחתן על תל אביב. תל אביב, יא חביבי תל אביב, תסתכל כמה לירדים מסביב, עושים לי היי היי בלילה וואי וואי, וסחתן על תל אביב. זורחת שמש בעיר הלבנה, ונועצים בו מבט מכל פינה, והיא יודעת, מה היא יודעת, הוא יברח לה עוד שנייה. I'm your beauty, you're my beast, welcome to the middle east. תל אביב, יא חביבי תל אביב, תסתכל כמה לירדים מסביב, עושים לי היי היי בלילה וואי וואי, וסחתן על תל אביב. תל אביב, יא חביבי תל אביב, תסתכל כמה לירדים מסביב, עושים לי היי היי בלילה וואי, וסחתן על תל אביב. עולה לי, עולה לי, עולה ולא יורד.
Mama sing, sing what you got, you believe. wings to win.
So I
Oh, just tell me what I should do. I don't need yeux qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche. Voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours. Ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Des nuits d'amour à plus finir, un grand bonheur qui prend sa place, des ennuis, des chagrins s'effacent, heureux, heureux, à en mourir. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est toi pour moi, moi pour toi dans la vie. Tu me l'as dit, t'aperçois, alors je sens dans moi mon cœur qui
it's more than love at first sight. And I want a Sunday kind of love. Oh, yeah, yeah. I want a love that's on the square. Can't seem to find somebody, someone to care. And I'm on a lonely road that leads to nowhere. I need a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday. A certain kind of lover who will show me the way, and my arms need someone to enfold, to keep me warm when Mondays and Tuesdays grow cold. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday kind of love.
Together, 'cause we don't know how. Y'all don't wanna hear me, you just wanna dance.
I'm going to bring us our PSA for the day via the Cambridge Consumers Council. The Cambridge Consumers Council can help you negotiate a dispute with a business, your landlord, debt collectors, and more. The CCC works in cooperation with the Massachusetts Attorney General's office to serve both the residents and the customers of businesses located in Cambridge, Somerville, and Waltham. While they do not enforce the law, they can inform you of your consumer rights and mediate your complaints before you choose to take legal action. They take walk-ins and mail to 831 Mass Ave, Cambridge, 02139. Feel free to call them at 617-349-6150. That's 349-6150. All of their services are free of charge. If you feel you have been a victim of unfair or deceptive business practices, then please contact the Cambridge Consumers Council to get the help you need.
Thank you, Anna. And this is Anna and Marissa, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for spending the past hour with us. We had a lot of fun, mostly catching up, the two of us,
yeah,
but also playing some good music for you. And I think I'm just going to put on one Beatles song as we fade out and transition into the next show today.
I would love that.
Anything you'd like to add?
No, I just, you'll be hearing us at a different time, but I'm so excited to start, and sad to start, our final season with you.
With season three. We'll begin soon.
Great. Okay. Thank you, listeners. Have a great rest of your Monday.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the line of a dark black night. learn to fly. All your life you were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse. Always having dirt to play around in. Have you seen the bigger piggies in the starched white shed? You will find the bigger piggies stirring up the dirt.